Section 3. Receiving the Precepts. After recognizing our evil acts and being contrite, therefore, we should make an act of deep respect to the three treasures of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, for they deserve our offerings and respect in whatever life we may be wandering. The Buddhas and ancestors transmitted respect for the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha from India, China. If they who are unfortunate and lacking in virtue are unable to hear of these three treasures, how is it possible for them to take refuge therein? One must not go for refuge to mountain spirits and ghosts, nor must one worship in places of heresy, for such things are contrary to the truth. One must instead take refuge quickly in the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, for then therein is to be found utter enlightenment as well as freedom from suffering. A pure heart is necessary if one would take refuge in the three treasures. At any time, whether during the Buddha's lifetime or after his demise, we should repeat the following with bowed heads, making gassho. I take refuge in the Buddha. I take refuge in the Dharma. I take refuge in the Sangha. We take refuge in the Buddha, since he is our true teacher. We take refuge in the Dharma, since it is the medicine for all suffering. We take refuge in the Sangha, since its members are wise and compassionate. If we would follow the Buddha's teachings, we must honor the three treasures. This foundation is absolutely essential before receiving the precepts. The merit of the three treasures bears fruit whenever a trainee and the Buddha are one. Whoever experiences this communion will invariably take refuge in the three treasures, irrespective of whether he is a god, a demon, or an animal. As one goes from one stage of existence to another, the above-mentioned merit increases, leading eventually to the most perfect enlightenment. The Buddha himself gave certification to the great merit of the three treasures because of their extreme value and unbelievable profundity. It is essential that all living things shall take refuge therein. The three pure collective precepts must be accepted after the three treasures. These are: cease from evil, do only good, do good for others. The following 10 precepts should be accepted next: do not kill, do not steal, do not covet, do not say that which is untrue, do not sell the wine of delusion, do not speak against others, do not be proud of yourself and devalue others, do not be mean in giving either dharma or wealth, do not be angry, do not debase the three treasures. All the Buddhas have received and carefully preserved the above three treasures, the three pure collective precepts, and the 10 precepts. If you accept these precepts wholeheartedly, the highest enlightenment will be yours, and this is the undestroyable Buddhahood, which was understood, is understood, and will be understood in the past, present, and future. Is it possible that any truly wise person would refuse the opportunity to attain to such heights? The Buddha has clearly pointed out to all living beings that whenever these precepts are truly accepted, Buddhahood is reached, every person who accepts them becoming the true child of Buddha. Within these precepts dwell the Buddhas, enfolding all things within their unparalleled wisdom. There is no distinction between subject and object for any who dwell herein. All things, earth, trees, wooden posts, bricks, stones, become Buddhas once this refuge is taken. From these precepts come forth such a wind and fire that all are driven into enlightenment when the flames are fanned by the Buddha's influence. This is the merit of non-action and non-seeking, the awakening of true wisdom.